Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration. Today is the 31st day, the last day of the month of January, year 2021. Look at God. Look at grace of God upon our life. Look at the mercy of God. Look at what the Lord has done. Look at His mercy upon our life. Look at His grace upon our life. See the wonders of God upon us. See what the Lord has done. See His protection upon our life. He has helped us right from the beginning of January. We have been moving right to this last day. It has been God. It is only God that can protect us. It's only God that can guide, that can shield, that can protect. Begin to appreciate God. Begin to worship His name. Begin to give Him glory. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy to be adored. He is everlasting Father. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Lord who never fails. Begin to appreciate Him. You are the Lord. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only one. There is none like you. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only one. There is no one like you. Makataka. Thank you, Father. Beloved, get ready. Today is the last day of the month of January, year 2021. Oh, we need to appreciate Him. We need to praise Him. I want you to open your mouth and say, oh, Lord, I thank you for your mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I thank you for your mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I thank you for your mercy over my life in Jesus' name. Praise. Say, Father, I thank you for your provision. I thank you for your guide and your love over my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your provision. I thank you for your guide and your love over my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your provision. I thank you for your guide and your love over my life in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, I thank you for your divine mercy that you have shown upon my life. I thank you for fighting for me. I thank you for defending your interest in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I want you to say this one. Say, Lord, I come before you. I know you are God and you never fail. You are the awesome God. I thank you for what you have done in my life throughout the month of January. I thank you for your protection, your care over my life, right from this beginning of this year, even to this moment. Thank you for your protection upon my life, right from the January 1st and to the last day of January. I give all the glory. I give all the adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your guide. Thank you for your wonders. Thank you for fighting for me. Thank you for making yourself known in my life. Thank you for defending yourself in my life. Thank you for defending your interest in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree that the month of February shall be a month of peace, joy, breakthrough in my life and my family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Aha. Thank you, Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer very well. Say, every satanic activity against my well-being, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every satanic activity against my well-being, scatter. In the name of every satanic activity against my well-being, scatter, scatter. In Jesus' name, we pray. The activity of drinkers of blood against my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Activity of drinkers of blood against my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Activity of drinkers of blood against my life. Ah, in the name of Jesus, activity of drinkers of blood against my life. Ah, in Jesus' name, pray. Every evil voice calling my name from my foundation. Ah, in the name of Jesus, every evil voice calling my name from my foundation. Ah, in the name of Jesus, every evil voice calling my name from my foundation. Ah, in Jesus' name, say every evil voice calling my name from the coven. Ah, in the name of Jesus, every evil voice calling my name from the coven. Ah, in the name of Jesus, every evil voice calling my name from the coven. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my destiny receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My destiny, receive deliverance by fire. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, receive deliverance by fire. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, receive deliverance by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Activity of the night, assigned to reduce my life, scatter. In the name of Jesus, activity of the night, as that assigned to reduce my life, scatter. In the name of Jesus, activity of the night, assigned to reduce my life, scatter. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, family strong man, assigned to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, family strong man, assigned to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, family strong man, assigned to waste my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, like I was telling you yesterday, we were talking about dealing with complex battles, And I try to let you know one thing about these battles we are talking about. As a complex battle, a difficult battle to know, difficult battle to fight, difficult battle to confront. Complex battle are mysterious battle. They are battles that are very deep. No wonder the Bible says that he revealed the deep and secret thing. He knows what is dark, for light shineth in him. Because of the light of God, every secret thing he reveals. Every deep thing, he reveals it. God has capacity to reveal the secret and deep thing. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Beloved, listen to me right now. God is a mighty God, and he never fails. And there is nothing this God cannot do. There are things I need to tell you about this complex battle, about these deep battles. Now, when a battle is complex, the first thing you need to remember is this. Remember all these facts. If you are fighting or you are confronted by complex battle, number one, there is no battle that God cannot handle. So do not allow this complex battle to waste your life. Number two, remember that there is no new thing in this world. One way or the other, somebody has fought that battle and won. Number three, you must believe in the Lord that this complex battle will be won. Understand that, and this complex battle will be won. Number four, every battle has a beginning and definitely has an end. So no matter what you are passing through now, it has an end. And the end is today in the name of Jesus Christ. So you need to know that. Now, where we are going today is this. I want you to listen to me very, very well. How to undo complex battle, or how to defeat complex battle. These are the steps. And listen to me very, very well. I'll be very slow so that you can understand it. Number one, you must surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You cannot fight a complex battle if you are not saved. You cannot confront a complex battle if you have not given your life to the Lord. You must surrender your life to Jesus. You know, like I told you yesterday, complex battle is a battle that the more you try to overcome it, the more the battle increases. Sometimes you see, the more you are trying to say, okay, I'm trying to look for solution, the more this battle is increasing. It's a complex battle. It's a battle that you try everything you can do, and it's like the battle is not ready to go. It's a battle that is causing you pain. It's a battle that is causing you agony. It's a battle that is making life hard. It's a battle that is making life miserable. It's a battle that only you can only explain what you are going through. It's a battle of life, terrible battles of life. But I pray for you that every complex battle raging against your destiny shall be silenced. In the name of Jesus Christ. How can I undo complex battle? Number one, you must surrender your life to Jesus. You must give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin and surrender your life to Jesus completely. That is non-negotiable at all. Number two, you must develop prayer power. You must develop prayer power. You need to know how to pray. You need to understand what we call militant prayer. You need to understand what we call aggressive prayer. You need to understand what we call bombarding prayers. You need to understand and know what we call prayer fire. You need to know how to pray fire prayer. You need to pray out. You need to know how to pray deliverance power prayer. So you must develop prayer power. Very, very important. Develop prayer power. Number three. You must develop word power. The word of God must dwell inside of you. You must know the word of God and quote the word of God loud. Very, very important. Number four, you must sit down and do what we call personal mapping of your life. Do a personal mapping of your life, personal spiritual mapping of your life. Number four, is it four or five? You must also do a family mapping. Do the mapping of the family where you came from. Who is your father? Who is your mother? How were you born? Where was your placenta kept? What is the name you bear? How did you get that name? Who gave you that name that you bear? What happened to you on the day that you were born? Ask all these deep questions. You need to know this. Why am I born in this place? Why are all these things? You have to know this. So do what we call a family mapping. Do family mapping. It's going to help you a lot. It's going to help you. Numbers five. You need to pray for a revelation. Pray for a revelation. And that is area that you must not play with. You need to sit down and say, Lord, open my eyes. Show me what went wrong in my life. Show me the secret of my battle. Show me why I am passing through this battle. Show me the source of this battle. You need to pray that prayer. Take your time praying the prayer. If it's taking you 2, 3, 4 days, 5 days, 1 month, you need to pray. If it's taking you more than 1 month, pray until you reveal. Pray until you see. Pray until God reveal it to you. It's very, very important, because when any battle is facing a man, you need to understand that the battle has a root. And the root of the battle is the major thing. If you confront a battle from the stems and from the leaves and from the flower stage, you will not be able to fight that battle very well. You need to go down to the root. You need to search into the root. And knowing the root is by revelation. You need to pray, God, show me what happened in my foundation. It's going to be very important. And the Lord will begin to show you that revelation. Next one, when God shows you that point or that revelation, then you begin to deal with it in prayer. You deal with it in prayer aggressively. If God said there are some things you have to confess, you have to confess. If there are things you have to restitute, you have to restitute. If there are steps you have to take, you have to take it. To correct the history that has been negatively written in your family, it takes spiritual deep action, and it takes you to be courageous in taking the action. I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. The next step is that you must act by faith. Act by faith. Take a bold step in the Lord. Take a step of faith. Act by faith. The next point, you must live a holy life. Let your life be holy. Let your life be holy. Let your life be holy. And the next one, go for deep deliverance. Go for deep deliverance. Go for deep deliverance. This is very important. These are the steps to take. If you follow all these steps, definitely you'll be delivered from complex battle, no matter how that battle is. Because you must remember, there is no battle that God cannot solve. What you just need to know is to know the secret of that battle, the source of that battle, the rudiment of that battle, the analysis of that battle. What caused the battle? How did the battle enter your life? What is the legal ground of this battle? Dismantle it with prayers, and things will begin to move forward. Your life will begin to see light. Your life will begin to see the blessings of God. It is time for us to pray. Wherever you are, confess your sin. Tell God, have mercy upon me. Tell God, deliver me. Tell God, save my soul from complex battle. Aha, I know God will do that. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. God has already done that. I pray for you that the Lord will save your life. The Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready right now. Get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that this bottle of oil or this bottle of water shall carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It shall carry resurrection power. It shall carry the anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness. It shall carry fire power. And this oil and this water shall become instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and drink a little from it. Drink a little. Drink a little oil. As you have drank it now, shout loud and clear. Say, anything in my life that is not of God, in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life that is not of God, in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life that is not of God, in Jesus' name, pray. Take a little oil and anoint your head. Put your hand on your head. Lay there and pray it like this. Say, anything programmed into my head to recreate my life negatively, in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed to my head to recreate my life negatively, in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed to my head to recreate my life negatively, in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed to my head to recreate my life negatively, in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed to my head to recreate my life negatively, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and put it on your chest. Lay your hand there and pray very well. Pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, power, calling my name from the graveyard. In the name of Jesus. Power, calling my name from the graveyard. In the name of Jesus. Power, calling my name from the graveyard. In the name of Jesus. Power, calling my name from the graveyard. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody there listening to me now. You have been having a dream, seeing yourself with dead relative. I cancel the covenant between you and dead relative, and I command you to be delivered. I liberate you today by the power in the blood of Jesus. I command your liberation in the name of Jesus Christ. We are free. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and anoint your belly button. Put it on your stomach area. Rub it very well. And pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, evil link between my life and ancestral powers, break in the name of Jesus. Evil link between my life and ancestral powers, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Evil link between my life and ancestral powers, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. This prayer that we have prayed now, in fact, you must take a time. Make sure you pray this prayer for 10 minutes, even by the time we finish the broadcast. Sit down and put your hand on your belly button with the anointing oil and pray the prayer again. Let's pray it again. Say, evil link between my life and ancestral powers, break, in the name of Jesus. Evil link between my life and ancestral powers, break, 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 in Jesus. They say, evil transaction between my life and ancestral powers, in the name of Jesus. Evil transaction between my life and ancestral powers, in the name of Jesus. Evil transaction between my life and ancestral powers, there, in the name of Jesus. Evil transaction between my life and ancestral powers, there, in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your two hands now and prophesy on your hands. Say, my hand, you are the instrument of my labor. I decree to your life today, be empowered to make wealth. My hands, be empowered to make it in life. My hands, be empowered to make wealth, in the name of Jesus. Any curse upon my hand, break, break, in the name of Jesus. From today, I command my hand to be free from the captivity of darkness, in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your legs. You are going to say the same thing. Say, my leg, you are the instrument of my dominion. Wherever I go from today, I shall dominate. Any arrow fired into my legs to make things hard for me, go back to the sender. My legs be delivered from the captivity of witchcraft, in Jesus' name we pray. That is wonderful. This prayer you are praying, and they are very deep prayer. Don't forget the prayer says you pray. Pray that every evil link between you and ancestral powers break. Pray that prayer for about 10 minutes. Very important. And the Lord will help you. Take about 3 days to pray that prayer. Every evil link between me and ancestral powers, break, break. 10 minutes. Pray that prayer for 3 days. Whatever God revealed to you, let me know. There's something you need to see. There are deep things that you need to see. And God will deliver us from any form of complex battle, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you because you are good. I pray that everybody who have listened to me today, the hand of the Lord shall rest upon them. The yoke of their life shall be broken, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your 12 prayer requests now. Father, I pray that this 12 prayer request shall receive the touch of heaven. This 12 prayer requests shall be answered by fire. Everyone shall answer this request by fire, by fire, by fire, in the name of Jesus Christ. Right from today, the first to the 12th request shall receive immediate answer, immediate attention from heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for someone who is waiting unto the Lord for the fruit of the womb. Jehovah God, God of mercy, shall answer your prayer speedily, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that fellow. Your business has scattered. You never know how you can gather it, but listen to me. Within 14 days, helper shall come, and they shall see. Somebody shall empower you. Somebody shall give you a huge amount of money, and that will begin another step, another new chapter in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who have not married and they have reached the age to get married. May God answer your prayer. May God listen to your cry, and may God break the yoke of darkness that is limiting your destiny and the yoke of singlehood shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall cover everyone. The mercy of God shall cover everyone. Those of us who are expecting one document or the other to be released, I decree that within a few days, this document shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are expecting God to do, God shall do it in your life in Jesus' name. I speak to any kind of sickness. Sickness in your bones, sickness in your flesh, sickness in your head, sickness in your hand, sickness in your waist. I command them now to go and never return. Go and never return. Go and never return. Go and never return. Any sickness that is tying you down, any typhoid that is tying you down, any malaria that is tying you down, any high blood pressure that is tying you down, any arthritis that is tying you down, any kind of disease that is tying, any virus invading your blood, I command them now to pack their load from your blood or to pack their load from your bone. Go back to the center. Go back to the center. Go back, go back, go back, go back. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you now, wherever you are hearing me from, I command your healing now to come upon you now. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let there be healing. Healing power come upon that sister. Healing power come upon that brother. Healing power come upon that sister. Healing power come upon that brother. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I command total liberation upon that sister now. Get off from bed. Get off from sick bed and be healed now. The anointing of healing come upon you. I declare you healed. I declare you safe. I declare you delivered. Now, from the captivity of sickness and infirmity, in the name of Jesus Christ, I can see that sister receiving your healing. The power of God is coming upon you now. The anointing of God is coming upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Don't forget that prayer point. Put your hand right inside the bottle of oil, a small oil, put it on your navel and say, every evil link between me, between my life and ancestral power, break. Do it for 3 days and share with me what God revealed to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord fight for us. May the Lord lift up our hands and promote us. This is the last day of the month of January 2021. Today is the last day of pain and affliction in your life. Today is the last day of sorrow in your life. You are delivered and you are liberated. And today is the beginning of a new chapter of favor, new chapter of promotion, new chapter of lifting up, and new chapter of testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for someone that the garment of favor shall come upon you. The garment of celebration shall come upon you. Everybody shall rejoice with you because a testimony of come and see is coming into your household. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we give you glory. Let your name continue to be magnified in our lives in Jesus' name. In case you want to get us, you want to write to us, you want to send information to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.